Having grown up overseas shapes your idea of who you are. I had spent a life thinking I was an ambassador for my country, being told I was an ambassador for my country, and that how I behaved when I walked outside the gates of the base on which we lived, I was a representative of my country. I lived overseas 9 years. You internalize that at some point and really believe that people are paying attention, and I think actually they are, to how you interact with them, how you treat them. And that's how they think of us. So it's not just that's who I am, that's sort of, it also shapes my political sense about how it is we behave collectively as a country and also individually. And I think individually we seem to do basically all right, and collectively we're not doing so well. My dad went to Vietnam, and that was a difficult experience for me. I was in the middle of a high school football game, cheerleader, and when he left, and of course I cried through the entire second half of a game that we lost, and everyone assumed that I was crying because we were losing, but I was crying because he went to Vietnam. My only news sources, we had no television, no radio in English besides the Armed Forces Network, no newspapers besides the Stars and Stripes. I am not likely to be getting a point of view which suggests that I could think differently about it. One of the things, though, that did make me concerned, even at 16, is that over Thanksgiving, let me step back for a second. My father was always happy, positive about everything. They're bombing someplace, and my dad talks about brownies that my grandmother sent to me. And everything's fine out here, you know. We did get bashed around by a tornado, and I lost my slacks, but, you know, everything's great. So when he would come back from Vietnam, or when we would talk to him on the phone periodically, in that crazy old way you used to talk on the phone where it would be a crackle and you'd have to wait and talk back, he would always be positive. But this young man came, and I honestly don't know why. I've asked my mother, but none of us really remember why this young man, whom we did not know, came and stayed with us for Thanksgiving. But he had obviously had some sort of a breakdown in Vietnam, and they wanted to get him away for a little bit. And so he came and stayed with us, stayed in my brother's room, and then after Thanksgiving, he went back. We could see, I mean, he was a young man, a few years older than we were, but we could see how disturbed he was, and yet they were sending him back. Is there any doubts? There was a doubt. There was doubts about how we were doing it with that fella. Because most of the other people I came in contact with were either cheerful like my dad or people who were going home. But here was somebody who was going back to war who clearly should not have been going back to war. And then I came back to the States and for the first time was confronted with whether this war was a good idea and concluded that it wasn't a good idea. But then I was very conflicted about the way the soldiers were treated. You know, one of the things that happened after Kent State is the demonization of the National Guard. Governor Rhodes was demonized, and I think perhaps rightly, but that there was also the demonization of these young men who they didn't get the kind of guidance and instruction they needed. And I felt a kinship with, not necessarily with the National Guard there, but with the soldiers and sailors coming back. It's a tremendous relief for me, and I've really tried to bolster it in every opportunity that I have to celebrate the fact that we're not making that mistake this time, that we're not confusing the policy with the warriors. There's a fellow who's doing the moving for me today, PJ, who spent 38 months in Iraq, and he's through with the Army. He's out and glad he's out. He's not against the war necessarily. He said he went to Biscuitville and asked if they had a special for military when he was back on a two-week leave, and they said, no, we have specials for firemen and policemen, the ones who really serve. He wrote to Biscuitville and hasn't been back. And I said, even though this fellow's a Republican, I said, I want you to know that whenever I'm in an airport and there's some guy in uniform standing next to me at the bagel place or someplace, I always, can I buy your lunch? You know, always. Whether that's leftover guilt by the way that the people I marched with in Vietnam, or whether I just finally feel good that I can express this without any hesitation because the nation is finally there.